ask you about the Project Veritas videos that have been making the rounds of late. Does the White House have any reaction to the dismissal or the severance of two veteran Democratic operatives after the release of the latest Project Veritas videos? And in particular, I want to draw your attention to Robert Kramer, a convicted felon who visited the White House, according to reports, 342 times, also met personally with the president some 47 times, the most recent occasion being in June of this year.
Well, I've been asked about videos that have come from this outlet in the past, and each time I've tried to urge people to take those reports not at face value, and not just with a grain of salt, but maybe even a whole package of salt, because despite what the name might suggest, these videos have not often revealed the truth.
So people that were sort of shoved out or walked away based on the release of these videos.
Yeah, and so that is true, and so that's why I'm reluctant to comment directly on the videos themselves. I think there is a principle, though, that I will give voice to, which is I know that there was the suggestion in some of these reports that it might be a clever organizing tactic or a clever political tactic to try to incite violence at political rallies. That is entirely inconsistent with the president's view about community organizing and waging a vigorous campaign, that we should attempt and we should have so much confidence in the power of our persuasion and in our arguments that we shouldn't have to resort to violence. And in fact, it is completely inappropriate to resort to violence to advance a political goal. That certainly is a principle that the president strongly believes in.
As far as Kramer's concerned, with all those visits here to the White House in particular, I'm wondering, is that a reflection of the ethical standards of the Obama White House that a guy like that, who, at least according to the videos, admittedly, these videos are in some dispute in some circles, seems to be suggesting voter fraud, a person who is a convicted felon, who is an often frequent visitor here at the White House. It is a reflection, some would argue, of the standards of this White House, that that's the type of person that's here with that sort of frequency.
Yeah. And I think at this point, I would urge extreme caution in drawing conclusions about anybody's character based on a few hours of having looked at this video, because time and time and time again, information that is released by this organization, a lot different than initial reports would indicate.